Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm Randy Bushover. The show shines a spotlight on local businesses and services in our region. And if there's a local business or service you'd like to hear featured on the program, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. Joined by Russ Salvatore Jr., who is owner of Salvatore's Hospitality Group, and got to be a pretty busy time of the year for you as we wind things down here for calendar 2019, right?
Yeah, we're gearing up. It's the holiday season, so here we go. I think everybody in the restaurant business is getting ready to go until we hear the pin drops in January so we can relax a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And you, as opposed to many of the other places that you could go, actually have the combination of the restaurant and a place to stay later too, right?
Yeah, we have the Garden Place Hotel, which opened like 20 years ago down the street, which has undergone some renovations over the past few years. We've done 140 rooms down there, so we completely renovated those. And we also have the Delavan Hotel, which is about 3 years old. So the Delavan has been with us 3 years, and we recently have reopened the spa there. We have a spa, so you can spend the night, have a overnight stay with dinner, and then next morning or that night before dinner, get a massage and relax a little bit, or hair, or whatever you got to do. We do it all over there.
Yeah, absolutely. So you necessarily would have packages for all those things, right?
Correct. Yeah, we have about five different packages at each property. Some include champagne, massages, dinner. They all kind of complement each other. But yes, we do.
Can you change up the order on that? Does it have to be champagne first?
Yeah, you can do whiskey. You can do whatever you want. We got it all, like we said. But, yeah, it's we also have the chandelier bar at the restaurant, which has been a huge addition for us. It's busy almost every day of the week. We have a different special every day of the week besides Sunday. Monday is Monday is Martini Monday. Tuesday is $12 Tuesday, half-off wine on Wednesdays, $10 burgers with blues on Thursdays. Friday is a happy hour where we do $3 beer, $4 mixed drinks, $5 glass wine, and $10 flatbreads. And then we do Sip and Chuck Saturdays, which is $1.50 oysters with $5 glasses of champagne.
And, of course, the general fine dining experience that you would necessarily know from times and time again going to the restaurant.
Yeah, in January we remodeled the whole restaurant. We named it Italian Prime at Salvatore's, opposed to Salvatore's Italian Gardens. We primarily serve a lot of steaks. It's just kind of been what we've done over the last 20 years. And everything's prime coming in the door. We have fresh seafood, a bunch of cool twists on Italian dishes, an amazing chicken parm. We do a veal parm that's pounded out on the bone, which is kind of cool. So you have it's a pretty cool looking dish. So if you haven't been, definitely come check out the menu. We've made some significant changes that are fantastic. So
along with the inside work, outside work, are a lot of the things that people would recognize still outside?
Yeah, there's with the new hotel, we got rid of all the cars a few years ago. We used to have those at the bottom of the building, and now with the hotel, you walk into this unbelievable lobby, which is really fantastic. And just kind of the addition of just making it really something that I don't think Buffalo's really seen, especially by the airport. We're the only hotel, spa, restaurant, bar at the airport. So we do a lot of corporate rates with people. So if you have a business that's in Buffalo and you want a corporate rate at either hotel, we're more than competitive than any chain out there because we're not linked with the chain. So we're able to offer more competitive rates for other people's businesses. So that's something. So if you want to, we definitely get in contact with us. Send us an email at salvatores.net. And it's salvatores@salvatores.net is the email address. And we'll be able to point you in the right direction.
And a little bit ago, you talked somewhat about the chandelier bar at the restaurant. And from what I understand, and you talked a little bit about this, regular promotions there and live music.
Yeah, live music every Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Thursday with the Burgers and Blues thing, we forego it in November and December, but we start up January through October. If you have a charity, we donate 20% of the proceeds. All you got to do is call, sign up, and let us know, and we'll run that happy hour event for you, and we'll donate back. There's been people that have gotten the upwards of $800 or $900 if they have a crazy crowd and the bar is busy, and just something different to do and get people out, and it's no commitment to you besides just inviting people to come.
We're talking with Russ Salvatore Jr., owner of Salvatore's Hospitality Group. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. Mentioned at the top, a holiday season pretty much here, and always incredible the decorations that you have at the properties. So what can you tell us about this year? Is it always the same, or is there something different, some tweaks every year?
There are different tweaks every year. Some of the main staples, like the gingerbread house and some of the stuff in the ceiling and the snowflakes, they stay the same. The theme switches up from something that we'll do with like a Grinch theme or something a little bit more for like kids or a little bit a twist on the Frozen theme. But we do brunch with Santa every Sunday starting December 1st. That's a big draw for the kids. Come in, Santa's there, take your pictures, walk around. Other than that, we do lunch every weekday. We don't usually do lunch. We just started Friday lunch. We do Friday lunch every day of the week. But now we'll do weekday lunch Monday through Friday starting December 2nd, and that's from 11:30 to 1:30, and that goes over really well.
And I know you've already talked about drink specials, but what about special drinks? I'm thinking the cartoon characters. Tom and Jerry seems to be somewhat of a classic around these parts for whatever reason.
We do have a twist on the Tom and Jerry, so you'd have to come in and try it. Our bar manager, Ben, he's fantastic. He's really into it. He has some cocktails, and I'll be honest, over the years I never thought I could say this, but our bar at the restaurant has been like one of the best cocktail bars in Buffalo. So if you're really into them, he really has a great twist on some drinks. So if you want to try something different and unique, we definitely have that at the Chandelier Bar for sure.
And as we come to the end of the year, we can't not talk about the end-of-the-year party. New Year's Eve, a big deal there at Salvatore's as well.
Yeah, we do our regular four-course dinner in the dining room. Starts at $59 a person. We also have the New Year's Eve disco, which is in the Venetian Ballroom. That's $99 a person, and that actually is a five-hour open bar with a full disco all night, food stations, and then we have it's called A Night in Vegas. So we'll have a couple impersonators there. We're doing a couple of cool different things. Ben Baia, they're a swing band. They're really cool, so they're coming in to do that. And that's $140 a person, but that's a sit-down dinner. There's usually 400 to 500 people at that event.
And you mentioned a couple of Elvis impersonators. Any thought of having like an Elvis off with each of them kind of dueling?
You never know. You could, right? People might like that. We've done a dueling pianos thing, and it was kind of funny because some people hated it and some people liked it. We don't hire the talent. We have somebody that brings that in, and they were like, oh, they're vulgar, they're this. And it's like, we just bring them in. There's only so much you can do. And then you try to make everybody happy after if they're not happy about it, but you go as far as that. But it is fun. I mean, hopefully an Elvis guy doesn't insult some guests, you know? You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, true. I'm not even going to try because Elvis is not one of my things in my wheelhouse.
Me either.
As long as we're talking about holidays and parties and the spirit of things, corporate holiday parties going on, so you would necessarily cater them as well?
Yeah, we do in-house and off-site catering. So we could cater in your home, cater in your office, drop-off, full service, whatever you're looking to do. Obviously, we have the banquet facility at the Salvatore's Hospitality, and we kind of can do anything. We've done dinners at people's houses for 12 people, and we've done parties at people's houses for 400 or 500 people, from Shays to different venues all throughout town. We can cater pretty much any event that they want, and we're very reasonably priced compared to a lot of other caterers out there.
And taking it back, rather than talking just all about holidays, certainly Salvatore's name is a big name in the restaurant business here in Buffalo. What's it been like maintaining that as, you know, your current generation in that role?
It's not easy. I'll be honest. It's tough. We're a family business, and granted, we're a big business. We're still small compared to the scheme of things, and realistically, it all comes down to your employees. As long as you have the employees and you keep them happy, and if you have the right ones, that's pretty much to me the biggest deal. And a lot of people let that go by the wayside. But I mean, from the dishwashers to the cooks on the front line to the servers to the banquet staff, I mean, if you have good people and you treat them well, I think you'll succeed with them. And I think that's kind of like the key to today's society compared to years ago, where it was like there was so many people to hire. But now, I mean, obviously everything's pretty good. The economy right now is pretty good. Buffalo, it's hard to find great people because there's so many people looking for great people, and there's a lot of them out there. But like us, if you get them, you want to keep them, right? So that's kind of what it is. And Buffalo's a tight-knit community, and that standard of Salvatore's, I believe my brother, my sister, and myself are doing a pretty good job following in my grandfather's and father's footsteps, so hopefully we can keep that going.
Yeah, and you just talked about the staff, because the importance of, like, you know, all it takes is one unwashed fork or one unclean piece of linen, and people start bad-mouthing the place, and you definitely don't want that, so it's imperative that you have, like, total buy-in from the staff and everybody's on board and everybody's happy.
Yeah, you have to make sure everybody's happy. And like you said, yeah, you could have something like, oh, my gosh, my plate was dirty. And it's like, all right, well, things happen. I mean, it's like any business, right? Even on radio or whatever, you could put an ad out and it could be the wrong one. You never know what's going to happen. So it's pretty much all about learning to deal with people in the right way. And hopefully by the time a customer leaves, you can make everybody happy.
And still, having said that, there must have been over the course of time opportunity for you to kind of learn different things and kind of improve what you do as well, right?
Yeah, no, I think, I mean, when you're at home and you're watching the Food Channel and you're watching these celebrity chefs, I mean, they're kind of like people, you're like, oh my gosh, their food's just amazing. So every time you go in, or if like I go away on vacation, I come in and everybody's like cringing because like I'll go to places just to try to get ideas, and you kind of, I guess you steal from the best, they say. So you kind of look at menus and plate presentations and what the New York and all the other San Francisco, all these other restaurants are doing throughout the country, and you kind of try to transpire that, transpose it right back into Buffalo. And Buffalo is like a really traditional city, right? Like you have the Sinatras, San Marco, Lombardo's, Tempo, Hutch's, all the people that have been around for years. I'm sure I forgot some, but there's so many great restaurants in the city, and people like consistency here. So we don't change the menus as much because you know what you're getting, and that's just kind of what we are. But, I mean, that being said, I think we do have some of the best food in the country. I mean, there's times you go out to dinner and you're like, wow, our steak here is better, or the pasta there is better, and it's kind of just what happens.
Yeah, true. There is something to be said for the consistency, because that's what keeps people coming back.
Yeah.
And of course, again, the fact that you literally have everything on premises to cater to everyone, the spa,
correct,
the hotel, and the restaurant.
Well, that's the biggest thing now, like even weddings. So if you have your wedding, you can come in, you can get ready in the room, you can go to the spa in the morning, get ready, you can have your rehearsal dinner there the night before. I mean, there's a cool contest that we're coming out with that starts December 1st. It's going to be kind of a wedding giveaway. It's over a $20,000 wedding giveaway, and people are going to have to submit something online to do it. And this kind of all just came about, and I was like, we got to do something cool. And it's there's a bunch of different vendors that we've teamed up with, and it's all going to be social media based. Kind of going to try to get it going, but I'm excited for it. I think it'll be pretty cool.
All right, so where should people look out for that? You said social media, but specifically where?
We're developing the website. We just haven't come up with the name yet, so I will definitely I'll post it. We're in between three different websites, so I don't want to give you the wrong one. But they're pretty. It's going to be. It's going to be online. Like if you look for it on Salvatore's Hospitality Facebook page, it will probably be posted in the next 2 to 3 weeks. But it's more just posting your story about it. The public's going to pretty much decide, not us in-house. It's going to be a voting thing from the public, so people can kind of like just direct people to it. And it's like a $20,000 wedding giveaway, so it's pretty cool. And it's for engaged couples, not people that aren't engaged already. So it's kind of a different twist on a couple other wedding things that are out there.
Yeah, that actually makes sense, I think. So that works. Now, as far as all the other things, because we threw a lot of specials out there. You got a lot of end-of-year planning going on. The best place is website, and that would be?
If you go to salvatoreshospitality.com or salvatores.net, whatever one's easier for you. If you go to salvatores.net, probably the easiest one. But you can go there and get all the information. And the spa, the Italian Prime, the new dining room at the restaurant, the Delavan Hotel, the Garden Place Hotel, events and catering, anything that you want, we're able to definitely do that for you.
Very good. Always good to have you in. Don't
you.
Don't just
appreciate
come around
it.
The holidays, though. Come
I know,
the rest of the year,
I know.
Too.
The rest of the year is easier than the holidays. So.
True. That's true. All right. That's Russ Salvatore Jr., owner of Salvatore's Hospitality Group. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.